time to read the whole thing, but it's worthwhile taking a look at where the Ran tells us, V'hu she'ein sofek she'ro'i she'namin, an unbelievable lashon in the Ran. Says the Ran, she'kemo she'bizman she'beis ha'mikdash kayom. At the time, we had a beis ha'mikdash, and of course, you want hashra'as ha'shchino, you want kabbalas ha'tfilo, so you go to the makom kodesh, you go to the makom ha'mikdash. The place for Hashra's Hashchina was the Makam and Mikdash, Makam Muchan, Lachol Shefel HaNavua VeHachachma. Says the Ramban, this is why we go to Tzadikim. This is why we go to Chachamim. Says the Ramban, VeRamban Kosav, in Parshas Ekev, Yitochein, BeAnshe Zos HaMailo, Shitiya Nafsham Gam B'Chayeyem, Tzruro B'Tzura Chayim, Kihein BeAtzma Ma'on L'Shchina. Why do we go to tzaddikim? Why do we ask for brachas from tzaddikim, from gedolim? Says Ramban, just like the makom hashchina itself, the makom hamikdash had hashras hashchina. And where do you go to daven in a place of hashras hashchina? Says the Ramban, that's why we go to tzaddikim. It's a place b'chayeyem, during their life, they're a place of makom hashchina. A person goes to get a bracha from a gadol, goes to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That place is a place of hashras hashchina. It's a place of kabbalas hatfilas. Then the Ramban says, not only b'chayeyem, but even b'moisam. Take a look at the next paragraph where he says as follows: V'lo b'chayeyem bilvad ki gam acharei mosam mikomos kivreseim reuyin lihimotze hashefasham b'tzad min hatzadim mikomos. Places where tzaddikim are buried are mekomis hakidoshim. There's a shefa of shechina there. There's a more access, easier access to the Rabbanu Shalom like we have in mekomis hakidoshim. That's why there is this concept at Rosh Hashanah. And anytime a person is in an eis tzara, you go to mekomis hakidoshim to pour out your heart. Okay, so I've convinced you all to come on Thursday. It's a makom kadosh. We want to daven before the new year, before Rosh Hashanah. We want to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The best place to daven, the Rishonim are telling us, is a makom kadosh, makom hashchina. You go to Kivrei Tzadikim. But it seems very simple. It seems very simple that we're not davening at the Mesim do anything for us, Chalila, as the Rishonim say. Al yitein magmosoi el ha-Mesim. You don't daven towards the Mesim. We daven towards the Rebbeinu Shalom in this place because it's a makom kadosh. Perhaps bizchus the mason, but to ask of the mason anything, we don't do that. Perhaps that is derish al mason. That's not what we do. We go to the makom kadosh and we ask the Rabbanu Shalom. But it doesn't seem so simple. It seems simple as of yet. But you take a look, you look a little bit deeper. Teza Mishabura, not in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Mishabura in Hilchas Tisha B'Av seems to give a little bit of a different spin. Take a look at the next Mar Malkom, where the Mishabura says, Al hakfaros shel Yisrael. You specifically go to a Jewish base hakfaros. Why? Kedesha yivakshu aleinu rachamim. Kedesha yivakshu aleinu rachamim. This seems to fly in the face of everything we've been saying so far. You're going and you're asking the mason to be mevakesh. We don't ask mason. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why do we do it there? It's a makom kadosh. Kedesha yivakshu aleinu rachamim. Seems a little bit strange. Take a look at the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim has the same point. He's bothered. Says the Prima Gadim, I don't understand. You're telling me that we don't ask the Mesim anything. Prima Gadim says they've composed many tefillos that a person says in a Beis HaKvaras. And you take a look at many of the tefillos that people still say out of Yom Hazeh. It sounds like we're asking of the Mesim thing. Says the Prima Gadim, V'ayin ve'el yirav v'shem ma'aril, the Beis HaKvaras makom kodesh v'tar. Yiskaven shashem yitein lo rachamim bizchus ha-tzadikim. V'al yosim magmosu neger ha-mesim. You're not davening to the mesim, Chalila. U'v'sidr man aloshim. You take a look at the early sidurim. Yesh tfilos masha oimim ala kvaros. Mash maktsas, says the Prima Gadim. I don't know what to tell you, but it does sound a little bit. Shem mevakshem me'ez ha-nefesh, shayolets toiv ba'deinu. We're asking the nefesh to actually be Melech Yeshivas. We're asking the Nefesh, we're asking the Mesim to do something for us. But that's what the Rishonim, that's what Maril said, was Derish Ala Mesim. That's not what we're doing. We go there because it's a Makom Kadosh. We're not asking of the Mesim anything. So already we see that things seem not to be so simple. Let's push it back a few generations. Not the Prima Gadim, but the Sefer HaChassid and Yehuda HaChassid says, why do I tell you to go to Kivrei Tzadikim? Says Yehuda Chassid, Ki haniya yesh lemesim she'oy haveim holchim al kivreim. There's a certain spiritual hana, hard to understand, but it's important for a person to know. There's a certain spiritual hana, benefit for a person, that a person, a mace, gets when someone, a family member in particular, goes to visit the Beis HaKvaros. Holchim al kivreim, umivakshim al nishmasan tova, umeitivim lehem ve'oso olam. and they should do good for them in that world. And also, when you go and visit them, they daven for you. So are we asking them to daven for us? Says Rehuda Chassid. Sounds a little bit interesting, but it's not really Rehuda Chassid's fault. You take a look at the Gemaras. This is what the Gemara sounds like. Take a look. There are many Gemaras. I just brought two for you right over here. The famous Gemara Maseches Sota. Kalev goes to Chevron. Why is Kalev going to Chevron? Says the Gemara, Vayalu Benegev, Vayovo ad Chevron, Vayovo mi Boyele, Amarova. Where was he coming from? Where was he going? Milame Shepiresh Kalev, Me'atas Miraglim. He had already distanced himself. Veholach, Vinishtateach, Al Kivrei Avos. Where was he? He was davening at the Kivrei Avos. Amar Lehen, Navoisai. Now, what's the language of Kalev? He doesn't daven to the Rabbani Shalom to help him bizchus the Avos. That's what the Maril would expect. What does Kalev say? Sounds like he's asking the Avos. He's asking the dead Avos there. He's asking them to do something. Big shu alai rachamim. Take a look at the next Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Tainis. Lama yoitzin lebeis hakvaros. Why be'ez tzara? Do we go to a cemetery? Why do we go to ez kvaros? Pligi bar Rebbe Levi bar Chamav Reb Chanina. Chad omar harei anu chashuvim lefanecha kamesim. Because we're in the middle of a time of famine, we tell the Rabbanu Shalom, it's as if we died already. Rabbanu Shalom, please save us. You're our last, you're our only hope. V'chad omar, why are we going to Beis HaKvarois? K'dei sheyivakshu aleinu meisim rachamim. So that the meisim go to the Rabbanu Shalom and ask for rachamim for us. And the truth is, we know that this idea is part of our culture. You go to Levaya, B'mei L'siyosher, go to the Kisei HaKavod. This has definitely become part of our culture. But what is it? Is it like the Maril says that we're going? We don't ask the Mason anything. That's Derish Al Mason. We're not speaking to the Mason. We're speaking to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a Makom Kadosh. Perhaps the Rabbanu Shalom is more accessible. Perhaps the Rabbanu Shalom will do more things for us. Bizchus the Tzadikim, bizchus the Avos. But we're not asking the Mason anything. Or is it like what the Gemara seems to indicate? The Pashup Shana the Gemara, Sheyivakshu Aleinu Rachamim. We're asking them to be mivakish aleinu rachamim. So the Bach already points out that there seems to be a tension within our sources. What are we doing when we go to Beis HaKvaros? The Rabach says, I'm not really sure what to do with it. Take a look at the next Maramokam. The Rabach says, there are people that make a neder to go to Beis HaKvaros. That was a neder they make. Some people make a neder to go to Tztok, to give Tztokah, do mitzvahs. Some people say, I'm taking a neder that at the time of the Bach was very prevalent, take a neder to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. And the Bach says, what are they doing this for? Is this a neder mitzvah? Is it not a neder mitzvah? He says, I understand Kalev. I understand these people. They understand that there's a makom kaddish there, and they want to go to makom kaddish then. But most people, they're just going to kibbeh tzaddik, and what do they think? They're asking the mason anything? Then the Bach says, well, you take a look at the Gemara. It does sound like we ask the mason thing. The Bach says, I'm not really sure exactly what to do. It sounds like it's a machloikis. It seems to be a debate. Different approaches. He says, you take a look at the Zohar. The Zohar is replete with many references to going to the Kivrei Tzadikim and asking Kivrei Tzadikim to be Melitz Ba'adenu. So it sounds like there is such a concept. The Bach already is sensitive to this tension, but he doesn't necessarily resolve it. He says that the two approaches do exist. So who was the first one? I shouldn't say first one. Who is the most famous one for addressing this tension? It was the Maram Shik, a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. The Maram Shik, take a look on the next slide, makes this exact point. So we'll just read very quickly the first paragraph. He's just making the points that we've been making till now, that there seems to be a tension amongst these sources in our literature. Is it that we're going to daven to the Rabbanu Shalom strictly, or are we actually asking the neshamas of the tzaddikim to do something badeinu? That's what the Maram Shik wants to know. And the Maril, that they say that the only reason we're going is because it's a makom kadosh. But lo yosim magmosa leispal lahem elamishum disham makom kadosh v'tahor v'libo nichna. It's a place with kabbalas tefilas, but of course we're not davening to the mason. Of course we're davening to the Rabbanu Shalom that the Rabbanu Shalom should answer perhaps bizchus the mason. But he says, on the other hand, take a look at the Gemaras. The Gemaras seem to say that we are talking to the mason. Ube emes, the third paragraph, beguf hadavar kvar pligi bezeh hadarish lefenenu. It's a machlekes. Two different approaches. This is an old machlekes, says the Maram Shik. Habach beyardeya, take a look at the Bach, and he brings two shitas. Some say we're going, speaking to the Rabbanu Shalom, to answer us bizchus the mason. Others say we're actually asking that the mason turn to the Rabbanu Shalom as Melit Ba'adeinu. He says, you think perhaps it's Derish Al-Mesim. It's not Derish Al-Mesim. Why is it not Derish Al-Mesim? Comes the Maram Shik and says, I'll give you many reasons why it's not Isha Derish Al-Mesim. Take a look at the underline. Amnam Behepich, Mashikhashashu Bazem Mishum Derish Al-Mesim Ze'enam. Don't be concerned. Don't think it's the Isha Derish of Derish Al-Mesim. Why? Chada Derei Kaimelon. We have a. The Locha tells us in Yerdea, Dechol Shedurish Min Haruach Uneshama Eina Bechlal Derish Al-Mesim. Anyone who's asking from a ruach and neshama, that's not Derish al-Meshim. Derish al-Meshim, where you're trying to make go to an actual dead body and trying to understand something. Chada, the tzaddikim chayamim v'kayamim, hey, hayne nishmasein. We're talking to the neshamas. Those aren't dead. Again, hard things for us to understand. Rambam Shik says, this is not Derish al-Meshim. Don't be concerned about Derish al-Hameshim. But says the Maram Shik, perhaps there's something else you should be concerned about. And this is what I wanted to point out. Perhaps it's not Derish al-Meshim. But we know that one of the Yod Gimel Ikrei Emunah is that we only daven to one entity. We only daven to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. We don't daven to anyone else. Says the Rambam, we say, Ani mamu b'emunah shleima shabaris baruch shemo lo levado ro lispalo. We don't only daven to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's not the words of the Rambam, but it's coming off the ikra of the Rambam. Shehu yisbarach hu aroi levavdo ulegadlo uloidio gadlusa ulasos mitzosav v'lo shalo yase kazela mishu hu tachto v'metzias men amalachim ha-kechovim. We only daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So what, all of a sudden we're davening to neshamas, we're asking them to do things, ba'adeinu, it says Maram Shik. And for that matter, I'll ask you even better. Forget going to the neshamas at tzaddikim when they're dead. He said, how am I allowed to go to the neshama of a, how am I allowed to go to tzaddik when he's alive? He said, just like I'm not allowed to go ask a neshama of a dead person to and ask him to go to their Rabbeinu Shalom because I have to daven directly to their Rabbeinu Shalom, like Maral says, to ask someone else to daven for me shows that I don't have a relationship with the king. We believe that every Jew has a relationship. I don't need to ask the secretary to go in and ask the king. I go directly. So what's going on over here? All of a sudden, we're allowing people to ask other people. He says, I don't understand whether they're dead or whether they're alive. What are we doing over here? How could we go into this? So this is the question posed by the Maram Shik. I'm not concerned about Derish al-Mesim, but how do we resolve this between the Ikare Emunah that we know that we only daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. On the other hand, it seems like we're making requests of the Mesim. Go, Bikshu, Sheivakshu Alai Rachamim. We're asking them to do things on our behalf. How is that possible? This is obviously a question for a greater, longer discussion, which is very relevant nowadays. This is the whole sugya of whether you say Machnisei Rachamim. Are you allowed to ask Malachim to go do things? Many, many, many factions in Klal Yisrael don't say Machnisei Rachamim. Why? Because we don't ask Malachim. I can go ask the Rabbeinu Shalom myself. I don't need a Malach to go and ask the Rabbeinu Shalom Ba'adi. So then why is a tzaddik any different? Why do I go and ask a bracha from a tzaddik? Why do I ask him to give me a bracha? I'll go daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I need a tzaddik to daven for me. Why do I go to Kivrei Tzaddikim? So maybe it's a Makom Kaddish. But if you take the approach that I'm asking them to be Mevakish on my behalf, what am I doing? I go directly to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom says, you come daven to me alone, I'll take care of you. You don't go to any other intermediary. So what's going on right here? That's the question of the Maram Shik. So we'll get back to the Maram Shik's question in just a moment. Take a look at the Minchas Eloza. The Munkacher already deals with this question, and he says it's not a kasha. He says, obviously, the Maril is being misunderstood. Maril didn't mean you can't go and ask them to be mispalol ba'ado, they should go to the Rabbeinu Shalom, they should go to the Kisei HaKavod. He said, that's against the Gemaras. Kalev went, and he said, b'mevakesh rachamim. You see that we ask from the Mason to do things. Says the Minchas Alaza in the underline. Ela vadai kavonas ha-ma'aril delo yosim magmoso shehames yoshio be'ezo koach tezeu bevadai avon plili. What does the Ramba mean in his Ikare Amuna? What does this mean that you can't go and ask anything of any other source other than the Rabbeinu Shalom? Doesn't mean I can't ask someone to go ask the Rabbeinu Shalom on my behalf. That we could. We understand that there are holy people in the world, and perhaps that their tefillahs might be more potent. I'm allowed to ask someone to go ask the Rabbeinu Shalom. What's the Rambam saying is prohibited? I can't ask that other koach, that tzaddik, or that other neshama, or that malach, does something for me. I can't ask the malach if there's another koach that the Rabbeinu Shalom put into this world. That's already bordering on avodah zarah. I'm asking them to do something. Why don't I go to the Rabbeinu Shalom? The Rabbeinu Shalom runs everything. You're asking him to do something. I am the one who instilled that entity with power. So if we give, we start davening to other entities, that's very dangerous. Perhaps we're saying that there are entities in the world that have power other than Rabbeinu Shalom. That's prohibited. But says the Minchas Elazar, to ask someone or some other entity, whether it be a malach, or whether it be a tzaddik, to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam on my behalf, because I think his tefillos will be more successful, says the Minchas Elazar, there's no problem with that. That's why we go to Kivrei Tzaddikim. Yes, says the Minchas Elazar, there's a very valid stream of thought in Klal Yisrael. They were actually going to the Tzaddikim. Some say it's just the Makom Kadosh. Others say we're asking them to be Mevakesh Rachamim Aleinu. There's no problem with that, because we're not asking them to do anything. We're asking them to go in front of the Kisei HaKavod, Bizichusam, and to be Mevakesh Rachamim upon for us. Now let's go take a look back at the Maramshik, where the Maramshik tells us something really, really fascinating. Remember, the Maramshik was bothered by the same question. He says, how am I allowed to go ask a tzaddik for bracha, whether he be a tzaddik that's alive or a tzaddik that was nifter? How am I allowed to do that? One of the Ikari Emunah is, I daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't ask anything of anyone else. I don't daven, I don't ask a tzaddik of anything else. I don't go daven to the neshamas, asking them to go to the Kisei Kavod I have. I daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like the Maharal said, we have a direct link to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't need to ask anyone else to intervene on my behalf. So what's going on? Why is Minhag Yisrael, all Klal Yisrael, to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim, all Minhag Klal Yisrael go to Tzaddikim while they're alive for brachas? Go daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam yourself. Says the Maram Sheik, we don't understand why we're going to Tzaddikim. We think we're going to Tzaddikim because their tefillos are more mikubal. Their tefillos are more accepted, they're more potent, they have more effect. No, that's not why. Says the Maram Sheik, and this is a tremendous yisod, which the Chassam Sofer says in multiple places, which the Steichemet comes and explains our halacha in Hilchas Erev Hashanah. Why are we going to Kivrei Tzaddikim on Erev Hashanah specifically? Why do we go to Tzaddikim? What's the point? So they explain based on the following. You take a look at the Psukim. When Yehuda is fighting with Yosef, he doesn't know it's Yosef yet, and Yosef says, leave the kid with me, leave Binyamin with me. And Yehuda's pleading with him, please let me take him back. And Yehuda says, you have to let me take him back. Says Yehuda, you have to let me take Binyamin back. It's one thing you keep Binyamin, but my father is going to die. This is going to bring my father down. Yaakov's not going to be able to exist without Binyamin. And the Farshim asks, you're pleading to the Egyptian king, Yosef, he cares about your father. Binyamin did something wrong. He deserves to stay here. Okay, so if Yaakov can't handle it, he can't handle it. What's he saying? Come the Mefarshim, the Akedah specifically explains as follows. He says, when the Ribbono Shel Olam does a din, when the Ribbono Shel Olam judges, Ribbono Shel Olam sees how this din, how this judgment is going to affect the person it's happening to, but not only the person it's happening to, to all the other people it's going to affect. I take a person, I bring a person, Rachmana Litzlan, to a state of Anias. A big Asher, a big Gvir, and I burn some judges for whatever reason. Chalila, he's brought to a state of Anias. Now he lost all his money. So Bereshim doesn't just look at that Gvir, how it's going to affect him. Now he's not an Asher, now he's Ani. What about all the institutions that he supports? What about his family? What about all the people that are dependent on him? All that has to fit into the judgment. If there's even one single thing that is matzah, that doesn't make sense, how could I bring this person to a state of poverty? How could I bring him to a state of poverty if we know that this person is dependent on him? And if this other person is dependent on him, he doesn't deserve to lose his source of income. So Ribbono Shel Olam, when he is calculating all this, he takes into effect every single person that's going to be affected by the judgment. That's what Yehuda was telling Yosef. That's what Yehuda was telling Yosef. He was telling him, okay, maybe you have a correct judgment on Binyamin, but my father deserves to die because of what Binyamin did? That's not fair. And that's exactly what we're telling when we go to a tzaddik. When we go to a tzaddik, whether it's tzaddik that's alive, b'chayim, or afil b'misasim kruyim, chayim. Why do we go to tzaddikim? Because they feel the pain of every Jew. And a tzaddik who feels the pain of a Jew, it's not simply, oh, I feel bad for you, but I am now in pain. When the person, that desperate person, the person who feels all dejected and depressed, leaves the office, leaves the room of that tzaddik, the tzaddik said, he doesn't feel the same. This is being mitzar me. There's another person in Klal Yisrael that has all these tzaras. Now that tzar is affecting the tzaddik. We've just brought it from the tzar of one single individual. Now it's also the tzar of the tzaddik. Now when this tzaddik goes and davens to the Rabbanu Shalom, he's not saying, oh, help that person out because he needs a lot of help. He's saying, help me out. I need help. I'm in tzar. My brother's in a terrible situation. This is being mitzair me. Rabbanu Shalom, maybe you thought that this was a good judgment for him, but did I deserve this? Did I deserve to be in this tzar? So when we go to tzaddikim, we're asking them not to daven for us. We're asking them to feel our pain and to daven for themselves. That's what the Maram Shik explains. Chassam Sofer says this in a few places. That's where we go. Erev Rosh Hashanah Bidavka. Erev Rosh Hashanah when everything's on the line, says the Stechemet. Everything's on the line. And we need all this chuyas we get. We go to Kivrei Tzaddikim. We tell the neshamas of the tzaddikim. We tell them, we need you to feel this tzar. When you understand what we're going through, when you understand what's on the line for us, you know that this is not the tzar of us. We're not going to you to daven for us. We go to the Rabbanu Shalom directly to daven. But you should be davening for yourself, because we know that you're in the same tzar when you see that Banin, your children, your Klal Yisrael is in this situation. It says the Stechemet, that's the idea of going Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's the idea that we go to Kivrei Tzaddikim, that's the idea that we go to Tzaddikim in general. We're asking them not to daven for us, says the Maram Shik. We're asking them to feel our pain, and when they feel our pain, they go to their Rebbeinu Shalom and they daven for themselves. They turn to their Rebbeinu Shalom and they say, Rebbeinu Shalom, perhaps this person deserved it, but this is affecting much more than his individual life. This is affecting much more than his particular family or his particular situation. This is affecting old Klal Yisrael. This is affecting me. I'm in a tremendously painful situation because I know he's like this. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, okay, that's a new zechus. I didn't realize, kviyachal. Now that I know that it's affecting someone else, we could change the din. Even if I didn't deserve it, even if this person didn't deserve it, now that it's affecting more of Klal Yisrael, so perhaps it will be Melitz Yosher in us. This is what we're asking according to Maram Shik. Whenever we say such a person should be a Melitz Yosher, we're asking them to feel our pain and to ask the Rabbanu Shalom on their own behalf. So we explain that there are two different approaches within Klal Yisrael, two very valid approaches. As Minchas Yitzchak ends off his tshuva, he says, Nara, Naru, Pashtei, two old approaches in Klal Yisrael. Some say, like the Maharil explains, that we're just going to, not just, we're going to Kivrei Tzaddikim because it's a Makom Kodesh, there's more Kabbalah Tefillos, we're speaking to the Rabbanu Shalom. Others say, no, there's an aspect of having the Tzaddikim feel the pain that we're experiencing in this world and asking them to turn to the Rabbanu Shalom, asking them to alleviate that pain. Be'ezus Hashem, we will have Kabbalah Tefillos, the Rabbanu Shalom will turn to us and he will see that we all feel each other's pain. We all feel the tzar of one another, and thereby he will wish us, he will bless us with a shnas toiva, l'shalom l'chaim.
Do you think the Minchas Eliezer Hasidim understand the distinction there?
I'm not sure that Hasidim, who goes to their rabbis, understand that point. It's a wonderful point.
I don't know
enough
Hasidim.
Some of us are Hasidim.
It's a very, but the distinction, yeah. It's wonderful when you explain it, but all of them are weak.
Thursday morning.